Voters First, the group that wants Ohioans to approve a ballot measure that would change the way congressional and legislative district lines are drawn, is putting an ad on television stations statewide. Brian Rothenberg, spokesman for the group, says he knows this proposed citizens' initiative plan is being outspent by Issue 2 opponents, but he still thinks the issue could win at the ballot box.
There's still a large amount of undecided voters. They've never moved from that top tier area. And so it's actually got the most undecided voters in the state of Ohio. And now we're going toe-to-toe with these folks. And when you look at that and the fact that our actual base, a lot of the progressive groups that have been involved in this, I know the Democratic parties have endorsed this in many of the counties, those folks are ahead on early voting when you look at the presidential election information. It actually says that we might be in a stronger position than anybody thought we were, because they've spent millions of dollars to go nowhere, and here we are with 2 weeks to go, and we've got an excellent opportunity to win.
The Ohio Democratic Party and unions that are advocating on behalf of Democratic candidates and causes are urging Ohioans to vote for the new plan. Rothenberg won't say how much his group intends to spend on the new ads or who is paying for them. This is part of the new ad Rothenberg's group is airing.
The politicians think we don't matter. They've stolen our voice, our vote, and rigged the system for themselves. They'll do anything to keep power. But this year, we can do something about it. With Issue 2, we finally have a shot at rooting out the lobbyists and firing the career politicians.
Well, I think the ad is extremely deceptive.
That's Carlo Laparo with Protect Your Vote, the group that's opposing the constitutional change. He says the ad doesn't explain that some politicians and lobbyists would still be allowed to serve on the board that would draw the lines if voters would approve the plan. But he doesn't think that that's likely to happen anyway.
I think it's a bit odd that they would ask voters to approve a major change to the Ohio Constitution without actually telling voters what they would change. But that's not surprising, because the more voters hear about this deeply flawed and convoluted proposal, the less they like it.
Laparo notes most every newspaper in the state has written editorials against the proposed amendment, and he adds many interest groups are also against it. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.